This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, this is Jess Malboy. You ready?
No.
Do I like these games?
What is that?
The best ever.
Did you score yourself a pair of apple bottom jeans?
It's not that hard.
I had to think about that for a second. Can you confirm that you are not Sri Lankan?
I'm not Sri Lankan.
Hello. To another level.
Yeah,
booty shake.
I can drive it. And you're listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Yes, you're waking up with the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9, your Wednesday morning wake-up call.
Yes, it is 10 minutes past 8, Bishwa, and I'm really, really excited about this Sunday because you and I are making a hosting debut together.
Yes, we are. We're hosting away in a great event, actually.
Absolutely. Lit Goes Live opens this Sunday from 4 p.m. at the Glasshouse Hotel, and what I'm really excited about is nothing more than what lesbians love is a bit of strummy la-la music. Now, this evening is going to be filled with strummy la-la galore featuring Max Joffer, Michelle Vanderos, and Demi Serrano. And to tell us all about Lit Goes Live, joining us in the studio, the queen of strummy la-la herself, Natalie Zibung from Lick Melbourne. Good morning, Nat.
Good morning.
Now, strummy la-la, for those of us who are non-lesbionic and not into the music, can you define exactly what strummy la-la is?
I don't know what strummy la-la is.
Mate, that's a Ginny word, isn't it? Isn't it just
No, it is a universal love that lesbians have for this kind of music. Strummy la-la.
Natalie, will you sort her out, please?
Oh, Ginny. A strummy la-la is a new name for this Sunday night.
Yeah.
Well, it's just a nice afternoon of female talent.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you have EXO, Yuki Thinking and Dance contestant Demi Serrano performing.
Yes.
There's this different side to Demi that we never... She can dance. She can sing also.
Yeah, she can also do stunts. She's actually qualified. Stunt person.
Is she going to do any stunts on Sunday?
I'll get her to dive off the stage.
Wonderful.
Into a mosh pit of strummy la la loving lesbians.
I love that. Maybe can I give that a go? Is that right?
You're going to do some
with
stunts.
I'm going to do some stunts. I'll come in my flame retardant suit and you can light me up like a Christmas tree.
Oh.
And
then we can we get another host?
You will do after that. You'll need one.
Then, Natalie, we've got Max Joffer coming in after you to give us a preview on what's happening at Lit Goes Live. Now, this is a great idea because you're actually showcasing a lot of community talent.
Yes. They're just girls that I've seen, you know, sing, and I've gone, wow, why isn't this person more out there? And they're just very talented women.
So it goes from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Well, the doors open at midday for lunch if you want to come in for lunch. The performances do start from 4 p.m. though.
Fantastic. So that's the Glasshouse Hotel this Sunday. Mm-hmm. Now, Natalie, you've teamed up with Joy as your media partner and also Foundation as well. Are there going to be CDs made of these artists to be sold later?
Yes. So on the day, we're taking pre-orders for a limited edition Lit Goes Live CD. So the proceeds of the will go to Joy, and inside these CDs we'll have little booklets as well from the Also Foundation. So just a little present for everyone.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic. Really. Do you want a present, Bishwa?
Yes, please. I'd love one.
Because I'm going to test you on all the strummy la-la facts in the week after.
Oh, God, that sounds good. I'm up for that, definitely. Strummy la-la. So you've got to stay tuned. We've got Max Joffer coming up in a moment, and we have Michelle Vanderos as well from
Lit
Goes Live.
Hello, this is Corey Lee. You rock. No flat top, no mo.
So get
on
to it.
I love old ladies.
Yeah, so does Ginny, actually.
Bounce, chicka, bounce. And you were listening to the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9, you're listening to the Hump Day Crew, your Wednesday morning wake-up call. And Ginny, you're still here, aren't you?
I am, Bishwa. I'm very excited about Sunday. You and I are making our hosting debut at Lit Goes Live at Glasshouse Hotel from 4 p.m. So
I'm excited.
Come on down and hear us host.
Should do. I've got I'm just astounded. I've got a studio full of ladies, full of women.
Full of strummy la-la music-loving women.
Oh, God, strummy la-la. They don't even know what you're talking about
now,
either.
Max Joffer, she used to be on The X Factor. She joined us 2 weeks ago. She's back in the studio. Good morning again, Max.
There you go. I haven't even turned you on yet.
Standing ovation. So. Standing. Outstanding.
Did you like that?
Now, Max, can you shed some light on these plebeians who don't know what strummy la-la music is?
I don't even know what it is myself.
So you're a plebeian too?
Oh, that's fantastic. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You called yourself a lesbian and you don't know what strummy la-la music is?
Unfortunately not.
Okay.
Well, it's not really a great surprise, is it?
Well, it's a genre of music that us lesbians tend to, you know...
There you go.
A belated sound effect. Now, Max, you're performing on Sunday at Lit Goes Live.
I am.
What can we expect from you?
Surprise.
Surprise. Wow. Intrigue.
Don't I'm a woman of many us. Mysteries.
Come on, tell us.
Oh, look, just I'm going to be doing a few covers of some of my favourite songs and just changing them up a bit, stripping them right back and just me and a guitarist. And, yeah, it's going to be really fun.
Now, last time we caught up in the studio, you said that when you sang for Ronan Keating on X Factor, when it was on TV, and that was the fourth time you sang.
Yes.
So would this be still about the ninth time you sing?
This is my first gig ever. This will be my first gig.
So. Your debut gig.
Yeah.
So we're both making a debut. We've got a debut hosting gig and your debut gig. Oh, fantastic.
It's a debut evening, isn't it?
It's a debutante. We can wear white ball gowns as well.
Are you going to pick me up in a limo, are
you? Absolutely,
bitch. Get me some sort of flower for my wrist.
Yeah, yeah.
What about you, Max? You up for that?
Yeah.
We're all limo right together.
No dress, though.
No
dress. Sorry.
Oh.
Max doesn't do dresses, but you're impersonator, mate, over in Brisbane.
Oh, wow, yes. Hello to my impersonator if you're out there.
So what's happening in Brisbane? There's someone posing as you, getting free stuff, getting free perks, signing autographs.
Yeah, I've gotten a few emails from people saying, oh, it was really nice to meet you the other night in Brisbane. And I'm like, I wasn't in Brisbane. And they're like, really? Well, we met and you signed some autographs and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like... Right, I have a stalker / impersonator, so that's great.
Well, it's a great
Thank
form of
that.
Flattery. They've seen you on X Factor, obviously, and thought...
Well, that all creepiness.
Max. Yeah, it's a bit weird.
Very
Maybe
creepy.
We'll get them in next week.
Max, a duet.
Duet.
A debutante duet.
Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
Max, another thing that you conveniently failed to tell me a couple of weeks ago is, like myself, you are part Sri Lankan.
I am.
Now, why did you conveniently leave this important fact out?
I don't know. Because you knew I'd give you... Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. Yep. Now, how Sri Lankan are you? Half Sri Lankan quarter?
How Sri Lankan are you?
I'm very, very half.
You said your dad was in a choir.
He was in a band.
He was in a band.
Yeah. It's in Russia, wasn't it?
In Russia, yeah.
So a bit of baila.
Maybe. In the cricket that comes out.
Yes. Absolutely, the KFC.
Yes.
The Disco Malboy performing.
For all our non-Sri Lankan listeners out there, maybe we should move on from there. And it's a good bit of impersonation there. Thank you for that, girls.
It's true. It's a backbeat of Sri Lankan.
Ding, denga, 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 ding.
It's denga, denga. It's a heartbeat.
Hey, this is Billy Myers, and you are listening to the Hump Day Crew. I mean, how the hell am I going to say that without laughing? Day Crew, for God's sake. Right, the Hump Day Crew on Joy. Of course, it's joyful because it's a hump day.
Trying to talk when I'm not near the mic. That's rubbish. I should do that course that they teach you how to talk on radio. Mike's not over there. It doesn't follow me, even though it should do.
Exactly.
All through my day. We are co-hosting this event, aren't we, on Sunday at the
Absolutely.
Glass House?
Absolutely. You and I making our hosting debut together,
wow.
Which is very exciting.
And I may wear a dress.
Oh, a white dress. Let's wear matching corsets.
I know. And so there's still tickets available for this event on Sunday. You can get lunch there from 12 onwards, and the performances start at 4 p.m, I
Absolutely.
Believe.
Absolutely.
I'm going to break my hair. My fiance is looking forward to coming along. She'll be checking out the latest artists from Melbourne. Me in a dress and my hair braided.
Well, you know what? Maybe Emma could get a few tips on what she could wear for a wedding dress if you wear a debutante ball gown.
Sorry, what was that?
Maybe she could get a few tips on what dress she could wear for your wedding if you rock up in a ball gown.
Sorry, you said tips, didn't you?
Yeah.
I know.
You thought I said something else.
Obviously, you're still listening to Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9, giving away the double pass to Jägermeister Independent Awards. Well done, Con, for winning that. And we want to know at the moment, Jim, what's happening out there on...
Don't dicker me. My heartbeat. My Sri Lankan heartbeat. He's just beating fast.
Let me give away the CD of the week, Mark Ronson Record Collection. It's 8:40 and you're waking up with the Hump Day Crew. I've got giggling ladies everywhere. I'm putting all the mics on, girls, so here we go. We're going live. This is live to air.
Live to air. Just like Lit Goes Live this Sunday from 4 p.m. I've got very distracted with pens going up my nose.
You can get there for 12 for lunch because I will be a bit snackish and a bit hungry, so I will get down there a bit early.
Can we have
just
our first
warm
lunch
the crowd
too
up.
In our debutante ball gowns?
Don't push it, Jen.
Okay.
Jeez.
Okay,
you want
you're
lunch?
Wearing a
buy your coffee in the morning? What more do you want?
No.
You want to be invited to the wedding next, don't you?
I know. Hey, we're actually
Anyway,
where
moving
my...
on. Lit Goes Live this Sunday.
It is. Featuring Lit Goes Live is Max Joffer, contestant of The X Factor, who spoke to us before, and also featuring on Lit Goes Live is Michelle Van. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning, all.
She's a bit croaky today, but her voice will sound exceptionally stunning on Sunday.
Life of a rock star, isn't
it,
Michelle?
Yeah, she's got the rock star look too, doesn't she?
She's got a lozenger going on, so I don't know about... I can hear lozenges.
Yeah,
well, there we go. We'll cut that bit out. Don't worry.
The thing about her and Max is they both probably like get up in the morning and go, all right, I'm going to Joy. Now, what do I wear? I'm going to put on my rings. I'm going to put on my hat.
It was early, so I said pretty much nothing.
Just get there. Now, Michelle, we have a track that we're going to play just in a little while, which is an original that you actually wrote.
Yep, that's it.
It's about a past relationship you said off air.
Yes, it's...
tell us more.
We just described it, I think. It's lesbian heart break with a bit of a positive twist.
That's always a good thing. It's always put a positive twist in it.
The folky la la. I think this is more folky la la than.
I think it's strummy la la.
Strummy la la.
The thing is, Michelle. Now I think I'm gonna generate all this information and put it on Wikipedia after this show. See, that is how strummy la la is created from lesbian heartache.
Pretty much.
See, that is the side of the genre.
You're onto something there.
Well, you were going to perform this live for us this morning, but due to your throat being a little bit nasty, you need to save it for this Sunday.
That's right.
Did I mention this Sunday?
Yes.
The Glasshouse? We will be there co-hosting with Max Jaffer, and we've got Michelle there, and we have Natalie. Are you can't actually speak to Mike. Are you going to be performing, Natalie?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
She's going to be doing a duet with me.
Oh my.
Absolutely not.
God.
Yes, it's a Freemasons duet called Uninvited, which is dedicated to me.
You normally are uninvited.
Now you're officially uninvited.
Yeah, somehow she got a ticket this time, didn't she? I can't believe you girls let her in.
Now, just a question too for you, Lit Goes Live ladies. Will we get Emma Dawson on the Sunday? Because she's a Lick dancer. Now, generally at Lick, she does give people lap dances.
Really?
Yes, she does.
Okay, sorry.
Bish's definitely coming now.
No, I'll be in now.
Is there any chance we could get Emma Dawson on the Sunday or not?
I think maybe buy her a few drinks and you'll see.
Considering Emma's sitting next to me at the moment, I think she may be.
Emma looks mega impressed right now, by the way.
I know. So start limbering up. So all those ladies out there, Emma Dawson may be performing live there and Lick Goes Live.
It'll be funny because Emma's like, that wasn't in my contract. Lick Goes Live.
So we're drawing the contract up as we speak. So stay tuned to the Hump Day Crew with Ginny and Bish. We've got much more from the girls from Lick Goes Live.
Hey, I'm Kyan Douglas from Queer Eye for the Straight Guy, and you're listening to the hottest guys in radio, the Hump Day Crew on Joy 94.9.
Hey, it's Ginny from the Hump Day Crew. Thank you so much for tuning into one of our podcasts and for supporting Joy 94.9 and the Hump Day Crew. We will catch you next Wednesday from 6:30 a.m.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.